As an educator, it's important to understand how student populations are changing, especially when it comes to technology. In this podcast, I chose to interview three students, grades 8 and 9, from my middle school building and ask them about the importance of technology in their lives, in order to get a better idea of their digital abilities and the digital learning styles that they prefer. Starting with Sean, a 9th grader, I asked what types of technology he has access to at home on a daily basis.
Yeah, I have phone, tablet, iPod, computers, laptops, television, video games.
Okay, great. And what about at school?
There's, like, really old computers at our school, and we don't, like, get to use them that much.
Okay, so that's about it. Do you have, like, a computer lab you go to?
Only when we have to do, like, work for school, and, like, there's a library with newer computers, but mostly there's just old computers.
Okay. And do you like using technology to stay connected to your friends, and why? What makes it good?
I do, and just, like, because you can get, like, the word out on, like, graduation parties and stuff regarding, like, seniors leaving and stuff, or just, like, general communication with friends.
Well, and it's easy because you could just have one text or email and send it to a bunch of people. You don't have to do it over and over again.
Yeah, you can send a multi-text.
Perfect. Do you use technology to help you with your schoolwork?
Yeah, I Google stuff on my tablet and use Quizlet through that.
Okay.
Which is actually really helpful sometimes.
Nice. Do your teachers have, like, websites or not really?
Like, some of them update them every day, and then others don't even have a clue that they have one or how to use it.
Okay, so that's not helpful.
Not really.
All right. And do you think you should have access to more technology at school?
I think we should. Because
why do you think so?
Like, if we did, like, through, like, at least, like, one class, like an English class online, we would just email our papers to our teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could save paper. I know, like, my football coach, he teaches a history and film class, and he just has everyone email their papers to him, and I think that saves a lot of paper.
Well, yeah, and you know what, too? When you get to college, that's how it is, so why shouldn't they start doing it already?
Start getting ready for college.
Another 9th grade student also gave me great insight into his access to technology on a daily basis. How many hours a day do you spend using technology?
About 4 to 5.
4 to 5. Okay, and what types of technology do you use? And then about how much time do you spend on each one?
My iPod, phone, my computer. My iPod, I usually spend about half hour. Phone, about 45 minutes. And my computer, whenever I have downtime.
Okay, perfect. What type of technology is available to you at school?
Not a lot. We have, like, big old boxy computers, so.
And your teachers, what do they use in the classroom?
The old style projectors.
Okay, nice. do you like using technology to stay connected to your friends, and why?
Oh, yeah, because it's easier to communicate with your friends, like when you're going to have a party, and it's just a lot easier.
Okay, and you go on Facebook usually, or send a text, something like that? Okay. Do you use technology to help you with schoolwork?
Yeah, I use Google sometimes to look up some answers, and Quizlet to help me study.
Okay. Do your teachers have websites or anything that you're able to go to, some of them?
Some do, and some update all the time, and then some don't even know that they have websites.
Right. And do you think, obviously you probably do think, that there should be more technology used at your school?
Yeah, because it would save a lot more paper, and if all the teachers did use it, it would make class a little bit more fun, because you get to use a computer. And
right. Well, and especially, too, I think because when you guys get out into the job market and they're looking for a job, you're going to need to know how to use all sorts of kinds of technology, so why not start now?
Yeah.
Same as college. You know, you're going to need to email your professor your work, so why not start now? Good answer. How has technology made your life easier or better?
It's made it easier because it's just a lot simpler to, instead of going to the library to find an answer, you can just sit down and go on your computer to find any answer you want.
Right. And could you imagine your life without it?
No.
No, probably not. Do you think that because of technology, because you grew up using it, do you think it's made you learn differently than somebody like your parents who are older? Do you think it made it easier for you to pick up on new technology and stuff because you've been used to it?
Yeah, because I'm always teaching, like, my parents, like, in our new cars, I'm always teaching them, like, all the bells and whistles of it.
I started my last interview with Katie, an 8th grader, by asking her how much time she spends using technology every day.
My phone, probably 2 to 3 hours. My iPad, maybe one. My tablet, half an hour. And TV, maybe an hour or two.
Okay. Do you have a lot of different types of technology available to you at school?
Yeah.
What kind of technology at school?
We have smart boards, computers. Some classes have iPads and websites.
Okay. Do you each, like if you are using iPads or computers, do you each get your own like laptop or iPad, or is it really just one to share?
We usually get our own one.
Okay, nice. Do you like using technology to stay connected with all your friends?
Yeah, because it's a lot easier to get a hold of them.
What do you use the most to like get in touch with all your friends?
Usually my phone or Facebook.
Phone or Facebook, okay. Do you use technology to help you with your schoolwork?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of things do you use? Do your teachers have like websites?
Yeah, my teachers have a lot of websites and homework hotlines.
Nice, perfect. And do you use like Google to help you if you need to find an answer to a question or something like that? Okay. Do you think there should be more technology at your school used than what they already use?
In some classes.
Okay, so it's some teachers use it a lot and some teachers don't use it as much?
Yeah.
Okay. And how has technology made your life easier or better?
It's made it easier because it's just a lot easier to keep in touch with everyone.
After listening to these interviews, it's clear that students definitely have a wide variety of access to technology available to them on a daily basis. Unfortunately for these students, they have a lot more access at home than they do at school. You know, hopefully soon, all teachers will realize the importance of incorporating technology in their classrooms and will do their best to allow students to use these digital learning styles and digital preferences in order to learn and to succeed.